At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
844 on your Memorial Day. Hope you're having a happy Memorial Day. Was glad to hear from several members, either current or retired from the U.S. military, who do say it's okay to say Happy Memorial Day on this holiday. But they said you should also spend part of the time not only being happy and not only celebrating the kickoff to the summer travel season and the backyard barbecues and grills and boils and pool parties and everything else, but you should recognize and at some point pay honor and tribute to those who have died in service to our nation to protect our freedoms, because that's what Memorial Day is truly all about. But celebrating those freedoms and enjoying them is also a great way to honor those who made sure we could do that. Alicia Walker and Nate Stark are travel journalists known as the Passport Couple, and we are fortunate to have them joining us on this day that we kick off the summer travel season here on WWL. Good morning, Alicia. Morning, Nate.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. And you guys, I know a job is a job, and many people always talk about, oh, that must be a great job. And when it comes down to it, the person who's doing it, it's still work. But I got to tell you, if you got to live your life traveling a lot of the time and writing about it, that's not a bad way to spend a life, huh?
Yeah. We're definitely very grateful for it.
Where y'all at now? Where have you traveled on this Memorial Day, or are you at home?
Yeah, it's kind of both. We are at home, but we actually live in Tirana, Albania. So a little bit of both, I would say.
Every day's a bit of a vacation, huh?
Yeah.
Well, today is the day that many people, we know 45 million Americans are said to be traveling over this long holiday weekend. And for many, it is the time, you know, kids have just gotten out of school, at least here locally and across the country. They'll be out of school soon. And it's a time when people plan their summer travel. The two of you who are seasoned travelers and who study travel trends and everything else, take a look at what we can expect in the coming summer travel season. And in a nutshell, what do you think things are going to look like this year?
Yeah, I mean, we are definitely back to pre-pandemic levels. So travel is as busy as it ever has been. And I think a lot of people will always be going to those main spots, especially internationally and domestically. But more people are trying to find those lesser known destinations, those hidden gems, to try to avoid the mass amount of crowds that you can expect during the summer. And I think that's been a fun way for us to travel and a lot of people that we know to find the lesser known stuff. It's a little different than you're used to. Sometimes they're not ready for tourism, but it has been a more rewarding experience.
All right, Alicia, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to share some of those hidden gems with us. But first, Nate, do most people seek out new and different places every year, or do they kind of have their schedule set where they either have a condo on the beach, condo in the mountains, or a favorite location that they like to go to, whether it's theme parks or something else? Do most people kind of get set in a pattern of
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Vacationing?
I definitely think so. And honestly, we think that's great. We always say that travel is, whatever it is to you, like, that's what you should do. Whatever you enjoy doing, that's what you should seek out. Like, one of my best friends told us point blank, I have no interest in traveling with you guys ever.
gee, thanks.
Because he's that guy who just wants to go to a resort and just hang out by the pool for 7 days and relax and go home. Whereas we are just like, we want to see everything, do everything, and try every new food that we can. So I think it's kind of fun. Like, we traveled with Alicia's parents, I'd say, over the last 4 years now. Mm-hmm. And I think slowly but surely, we've kind of gotten them out of their comfort zone a little bit. So I believe you should kind of approach what you like, but maybe just like find little ways to step outside your comfort zone when you do travel and see if you like it.
Yeah, you know, we've always struggled as a family with, some of us want to pack every attraction, every moment with something else to do, something else to see, somewhere else to eat, and others just want to either sit at the pool, sit at the beach, sit at on the balcony, wherever we go, and just, you know, hey, this is my decompression time. I don't want to have the stress of having to meet a budget or hit a schedule or an agenda while I'm on vacation. So we've found ways to try and balance that.
Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, I feel like in every family, there's one of each. Like, even with Nate and I, we're full-time travelers. And Nate is definitely the more, like, let's go see everything possible because we never know if we're going to come back here. And I'm like, but we could just, like, you know, sit in the park for a little bit. That sounds nice. So it is hard to find that balance.
Yeah, indeed. And I think, you know, you have to find that balance. But I tend to be of the nature that, yeah, this is a place I've never been before. I want to experience everything it has to offer because I don't know if this will be somewhere I'll ever return to, and I don't want to feel like I missed out on anything. But at the same time, I don't want to have to need a vacation for my vacation once it's over.
Yeah,
exactly.
You said earlier that we're back to pre-pandemic levels of travel in terms of the numbers of people traveling. What about the budgets of people traveling? Are they spending as much? And has anything changed versus before and to now in terms of where they're going or what they're doing?
Yeah, I think that the biggest thing that people as a whole learned during the pandemic is you never know when this is going to be your last vacation or your last trip or your last possibility of being able to go on a trip. So I think people are spending more. They're just like, let's go do it. We only have one chance at this. Like, let's go on that trip. Let's book that flight. Let's do that really nice, fun experience that maybe is a little much on the budget. But hey, you know, you can always make more money when you get back home.
We're talking about the summer travel season kicking off on this Memorial Day. When we come back, we are going to ask our guests, the Passport Couple, about some of those hidden gems, somewhere that you might want to go you've never been before that could be very rewarding, when most of us probably have the same places we go in the mountains or the same places we go on the beaches most year. We'll get some suggestions on how to mix it up and change it up for you after this. Any questions you have, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We're back with the Passport Couple on this Memorial Day after this on WWL. Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker on your Memorial Day. Alicia Walker and Nate Stark, travel journalists known as the Passport Couple, are with us. And when we began this interview, they were telling us about some hidden gems that you might want to consider if you're looking for new experiences and new vacation opportunities instead of going to the same condo in the mountains or the same condo on the beach or doing some of the things maybe that you do year after year. So why don't you give us a couple of these hidden gems that may be a fantastic experience for someone looking to shake things up?
Yeah, I think for us, we mostly focus on international travel. And since we're based here in Europe, primarily, we think that there's a ton of opportunity for some really beautiful destinations in the Balkans. So that'd be like Albania, Croatia, Montenegro. It's a lot more affordable, just as beautiful, and way less busy than hotspots like Italy or Paris. And you're getting a lot of the same value as far as like history and delicious food and beautiful nature, but way, way more affordable. And like I said, way less busy, which we love.
Nate, what you got? Nate Stark, you still with us? I was looking for Nate to give us a hidden gem, but yeah. Nate may be hidden right now. All right, we're having some communication problems. We apologize for that here on WWL.
Similarly, if you can head towards like Eastern Europe,
All right, well, we apologize for the communications problems we're having with Nate. Alicia, are you still with us?
Yeah, I hope so. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, we can hear you. Any other advice that you have for folks in this era where you say we're seeing more people returning to their kind of pre-pandemic travel spending and adventurism and willingness to get out there?
Yeah, I think that the biggest thing is you don't have to go to the main tourist destinations to have a good vacation, even in the U.S. Even if you just go to a small town or somewhere on the beach that maybe isn't where all the nicest hotels and nicest condos are, you're still going to have a great experience just meeting the locals and eating the local foods and just taking it a little bit slower, I think, is the way to really have more memories from your trip. So.
Well, we sure appreciate your joining us here on this day that we kick off the summer travel season historically on Memorial Day. The Passport Couple, Alicia Walker and Nate Stark with us on WWL. Thank you for joining us and safe and healthy travels. We look forward to hearing in the future about some of the great places that you are visiting. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Coming up next hour, I want to continue our conversation about yesterday's mandatory power outages, the requirement that was handed down with little or no notice and little or no time to warn consumers that the electricity would be turned off due to a load shed, a term I haven't heard a lot over the years, but yet something we're going to be talking about a whole lot going forward. I have absolutely no doubt that there were failures at multiple levels yesterday, that there were people who dropped the ball. Because there should have been better communication. There should have been warnings that we were nearing capacity and people should have been asked.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.